Heading overseas now, they're known as the lungs of the world. But a personal feud between the presidents of Brazil and France is threatening efforts to put out fires burning through the Amazon at an unprecedented rate. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has called on his French counterpart to withdraw remarks he took as insults. But international fire ecologists are concerned the political dispute is distracting from the big issue, that the Amazon could be reaching a point of no return. Thomas Arete has the latest.
As historic fires rage in the Amazon, a verbal feud has also broken out, and not even millions of dollars in international aid has helped to ease the tension. In fact, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro wants an apology, accusing French President Emmanuel Macron of insulting him by calling him a liar and questioning Brazil's sovereignty. But when asked if he'd accept the money without that apology, he gave this response.
Jair Bolsonaro falou.
Did I say that? Did Jair Bolsonaro say that? Listen, first, Macron has to take back the insult about me, saying that I'm a liar. So to talk to or accept anything from France, he has to retract those words, and then we can speak.
And when we talk about the Amazon and how to manage it, sovereignty is clearly a key issue. These people were asked about their thoughts on the streets of Rio de Janeiro.
No one can live completely alone. No one grows alone. Any help is always welcome, as long as it's well intended. I think that perhaps his statement wasn't thought through.
Aid cannot be linked to any kind of submission to foreign countries. Brazil must have autonomy over the Amazon. We cannot accept this internationalization of the Amazon.
But why would Brazil's president risk losing millions of dollars in aid? Lucas de Aragao is a political analyst based in Brazil.
It's definitely a political play. Jair Bolsonaro, in this entire episode involving the Amazon, he made it very clear that he would not tolerate interference or any other type of attitude from Europe or other countries regarding the well-being and the policies made in Amazon.
But for scientists watching the fires closely, political consequences are hardly the issue. In fact, they're frustrated a diplomatic row is eclipsing the fact that a green lung of the world is burning.
We have politicians that are using it as a chess piece and not looking at the long-term implications.
Philip Stewart is a fire ecologist from the University of Queensland. At the moment, he's preparing for tomorrow's class, where the fires in the Amazon will take centre stage.
All systems reach a tipping point. They have a threshold of survival where you go over that and the system degrades. And when you get degrading taking place in ecosystems, anything can change. It doesn't necessarily have to go to savanna or grasslands, but it can become change into other subsystems and so on. And that will obviously have a direct impact on regional climate and on the habitat that's there.
And can we quantify that tipping point with the Amazon? What sort of proportion of deforestation are we talking about?
It's really very, very difficult to say. You know, in the literature, it's 20-25%. We know that there's approximately 17% so far over the last 50 years. But it could be less than 20%. It could be more than 25%. As I said, it depends on the resilience of the system and of the forest itself. But, you know, I tend to err on caution and would rather say, look, we need to stop now rather than wait and see type mentality.
He says for fire ecologists, there's no such thing as an isolated blaze. And if the situation doesn't improve in the Amazon, it'll have global and lasting consequences for the environment.
Thomas Arete with that report.